Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. It is Terry Stacy along with Tina McIntosh. We sure appreciate American Senior Communities, who has been a good supporter of Caregiver Crossing, and they are here once again to talk about what they're doing. Katie Kelly is here. She is, this is your second time, Katie?
Yeah, I think maybe third or fourth.
I know I've seen that face. Katie Kelly, Director of Marketing at Zionsville Meadows. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Today we're going to talk a little bit about dealing with the loss of appetite in senior citizens, in the elderly. Let's go right away with what is considered elderly. What are we looking at? What number? I'm looking at a number because I'm 53.
You're not elderly yet. How about that?
So when do you become elderly?
I feel like that number is getting later and later because people are more and more active. Life expectancy obviously is longer, so I don't think you have anything to worry about now.
Well,
it was 55. I mean, you start getting AARP at 55, is that right? Mm-hmm. Favorite publication.
Yep.
And then, we start talking about 65 as a breaking point. But I mean, I think when we're talking elderly and true aging, Terry, we start talking about, late 70s and 80s is usually where our brains are going in the industry, I think is fair to say.
Well, with that number in mind, I think we believe that it is normal. It is a normal part of aging to lose your appetite. Is that true or false, Katie?
Yeah, it's very normal. It happens to almost everybody.
And, I know it's easy for those of us who wish we could have a little loss in appetite to joke about this kind of thing. But loss in appetite, while it is normal, it can be a good indicator of something more serious going on as well, correct?
Yes, definitely. There can be a lot of different health issues associated with loss of appetite.
So where do you start when there is a loss of appetite? How long do you let it go before you know that there is a something wrong?
Honestly, I wouldn't let it go too long. It's something, you can lose weight very quickly and it can lead to other health issues. So as soon as you kind of notice that in yourself or a loved one, you want to definitely look into some of the causes of that.
And what are some of those causes, potential?
There are multiple. Some of them being those that have dentures, if they fit incorrectly, they oftentimes don't want to eat due to the pain that they cause. Medication side effects, it can cause dry mouth or loss of appetite. Depression or loneliness, changes in their senses even, and then even some illnesses and disease can be a sign, or the loss of appetite can be a sign of that.
Let's talk about these just a little bit, because I know at Joy's House as an adult day center, we see a lot of folks who have a dementia, who are aging with a dementia, and some of these, they just can't communicate with us anymore. And mm-hmm. So as a caregiver, I think it's important for us to ask the questions. Mm-hmm. Hey, mom, are your dentures fitting correctly? Or if it's a loved one living with dementia, I don't want to say get in there, but check it out. And if you can't do it, have a dentist do it or a professional do it. Mm-hmm. But asking someone these questions of not just, hey, mom, you look like you're losing weight, but tell me what's going on and what are you cooking for food and how are your dentures fitting and are you feeling lonely and asking mm-hmm. the right questions is important for us. So, and what are things that we can do to help stimulate that appetite? Because there are things that can be done, correct?
Oh, yes. There are a lot of things you can do to kind of stimulate appetite. One of them is kind of setting a schedule for your loved ones. That routine really kind of gets people into, I know I'm on a routine when I eat, so if we can get our loved ones on that routine, that's definitely a good thing. Make it a social event. Go out to lunch. We always encourage families to go out to lunch with our residents. Either come in and have lunch with us or go out to eat somewhere special that they really like.
Well, and let's face it, if you and I go out and we have dinner together, I'm going to eat and probably drink just a little bit more than I normally would by myself. Yeah. But truly, I'm going to eat more because we're sitting at the table and we're making eye contact and we're in each other's space and we're making conversation. And so to me, that one is a key thing in helping someone to eat more properly and
it really is.
And gain some weight when they need to.
But now here's where I've failed, because sometimes when going back to remembering my grandmother who got, she just had gotten very old and she lost her appetite. And so the only thing she would eat would be chicken pot pies or Kentucky Fried Chicken or very rich. And, you know, there got to be a point where we were just so grateful that she would eat anything that we were giving her those foods to keep her weight maintained because she got so small. And so was I failing?
No, not at all. That's definitely something that we suggest. You know, you can decrease their portions and find something that they really like. I know a lot of seniors love their milkshakes. Like you said, their Kentucky Fried Chicken is a huge hit. Go for the things that they will eat because those nutrients are way better than nothing.
Okay. So. Good.
You did well, Terry.
Well, you know, you wonder. I mean, I did it with my dog, too. When he got old and he started to get where he wouldn't eat anything, I'd pick up, you know, chicken legs and everything else I could find, just something to help him eat.
Well, and you're not kidding. I have a coworker who right now is, her dog is elderly, and he's been very picky in what he's eating.
Yeah.
And, you know, and she is doing the same thing. She said every day, she's like, I'm not proud, but I'm picking up two McDonald's hamburgers.
Absolutely.
And he gets one at night, and she warms the other one in the morning and gives it to him.
Absolutely.
But that is better than nothing.
I agree.
So, you know, we get it. So decreasing the portions while increasing the calories and the nutrients is what I heard you say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else that we can be doing?
Just be creative with your meals. Be colorful. It kind of, all the senses are tied together. So if the meal looks appetizing, if it's got a lot of different color with fruit or vegetables, it's another very creative way of getting people to eat a little bit more.
Yeah, and something else that comes to mind for me is having people maybe eat more often. So those smaller portions with that increased nutritional value, but eating more often throughout the day. You know, you're helping them to kind of keep that pipeline of nutrition going.
Yeah.
So good pointers there. I want to say these again, that if you're trying to help someone really stimulate their appetite, set a schedule, make it a social event, decrease portions while increasing calories and nutrients. Be colorful and creative, and then maybe eat a little smaller amounts, but more often throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so tell us again, Katie Kelly, you are with Zionsville Meadows, Director of Marketing. And how do people get in touch with you there at Zionsville?
They can either check out our website, which is ASCSeniorCare.com, and go to the Zionsville Meadow page. We also have a Facebook page they can check out. And then our phone number, if they have any questions that they'd like to follow up, is 317-873-5205.
873-5, say it again.
5205.
5205. Mm-hmm. You know, and I want to encourage people, too, that don't be afraid to contact your doctor and talk to health professionals if you feel like you or your loved one are having decreased appetite. For some reason, as we get older, Terry, we start to get really embarrassed by things. And so whether it's the dentures aren't fitting right, or you're just not as hungry, or maybe, honestly, I'm going to say bowels, but your bowels aren't working the way they, you know, you're used to, like, we are embarrassed by those things. But the reality is your medical team, you're not the first person they've experienced with these kinds of issues, and they can't help you unless they know what the problem is.
Yeah. Katie, do you have trouble as far as getting liquids? Do we lose our taste for even liquids? Because I know in some seniors dehydrate pretty quickly because they're not getting enough to drink.
They do lose taste for that. One of the other issues, if they're not wanting to take in their liquids, my rehab services manager is a speech therapist, and it oftentimes has to do with swallowing issues. So definitely something you would want to see a doctor about right away.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've talked on the show a lot that, you know, speech therapists work with folks that have swallowing issues. Sometimes I think we get confused and we don't really know what speech therapy is, or we think if I'm having a swallowing issue, I just kind of have to muddle through it. But, you know, there's a medical reason and there are things people can do to help us too. So.
Absolutely. Katie Kelly, Director of Marketing with Zionsville Meadows. If I could just put a plug in for the first day tomorrow, I will have on the show at 10:30 talking about food and interaction with drugs. So again, another topic to watch for your senior parents or even for yourself. Katie, thank you. I hope you'll come back and see us.
Oh, of course.
You bet. ASCSeniorCare.com. The news is next. 93 WIBC.